Center. And I'll be talking to you today about my PhD project, which pretty much seeks to develop a new questionnaire about the knee pain experience. So before I dive in, how is knee pain generated in individuals? So we know that in most individuals who report with knee pain clinically, there are osteoarthritic processes going on within the affected knee, and we call these peripheral mechanisms. We also know that these peripheral mechanisms interact with other processes outside of the affected region to drive pain. And these processes outside of the affected region are called central mechanisms. Now, these central mechanisms are quite important because when treatment, for example, total knee replacement, is targeted towards the affected knee only, pain relief is only seen in a proportion of participants or individuals, which means that treatment targeted outside of this affected region might benefit individuals in terms of achieving better pain relief. So, furthering from that, we also know that many of these central mechanisms manifest in a variety of ways, such as widespread pain distribution, emotional disturbances, poor sleep, to name a few. So how can we then go ahead and identify where an individual has these central mechanisms present? Some of the approaches to date are quantitative sensory testing approaches or imaging approaches. But when you think about your primary care setting, so if you think about your GP practices, for example, these are not very feasible and they're quite cost effective. We also know that many of those central knee pain manifestations can be measured using self-report approaches. And this is the premise behind my whole project. Can we create a concise and a valid set of self-report items that measure traits associated with central pain mechanisms? And what we anticipate is that if you administer this self-report tool to a heterogeneous population of people with knee pain, you should then be able to stratify them based on the presence of these central mechanisms. And by so doing, stratify their treatment and improve pain relief. So this is pretty much what we aim to achieve by the end of this project. So that, all that being said, the main objective of my project was to select a concise list of items for this self-report tool and to validate those items. Now, validating those items takes on four separate studies, which I will talk to you briefly about as I go on. One of the key methods that we've incorporated during this project used the KPIC cohort. So this is the knee pain in the community study, and it was a large postal survey that was sent to over 40,000 individuals within the Nottinghamshire area, and just under 10,000 responded at baseline, and a subset of these individuals underwent clinical assessments such as QSC or radiographic assessment. And these individuals were followed up a year one time point. So in terms of how we selected individuals, selected items for inclusion within this questionnaire, we started off with a pool of 104 items which were included within the KPIC survey. So we had to set out criteria for item selection so we could select the most representative item for each of the key traits measured within the KPIC survey. And I just want to highlight the fact that we used expert consensus, so experts across the pain center, and some of you sat here may have taken part in this study, to make sure that we selected items that were associated with central pain mechanisms. And further from that, we also wanted to make sure that these items that we selected are associated with markers of central mechanisms. So in this case, pressure pain threshold measurements. So our findings from that study were that we were able to select individual items which were most representative of 8 traits included within the KPIC survey. So those traits included anxiety, depression, catastrophizing, cognitive impact, fatigue, sleep, neuropathic-like symptoms, and increased pain distribution. Moving forward from that, we started doing some validation studies. So our first question was to find out whether each of these 8 traits that we've identified measured one unifying construct. And we approached this using a statistical method called factor analysis. And this was to find out whether each of these 8 key traits were measuring an underlying central mechanisms trait, basically. And what we did find was that the one factor model was a good fit for the data. So it supports our hypothesis that each of these 8 separate traits are measuring one unifying construct. We also wanted to find out whether that latent trait was associated with a QST marker of central mechanisms. So we did this using regression analysis, and we did find a significant relationship between the latent trait and PPTs at baseline. Following from that, we wanted to find out whether the baseline score for the central mechanism trait also predicts pain at follow-up time points. So we again used regression analysis, and we found that increased scores in the central mechanism trait doubled the likelihood of individuals having knee pain persistence at follow-up. We also found that the severity of your central mechanism trait at baseline was associated with the severity of the pain persistence that you experienced at follow-up. We also wanted to find out what the prognostic characteristics of the central mechanism trait was, and then to compare it to other clinical characteristics assessed within the KPIC cohort. So from this rock curve that you can see here, we found that the central mechanism trait was a good discriminator of persistent pain cases compared to resolved pain cases. We also showed that the central mechanism trait had a higher area under the curve compared to other characteristics measured within the KPIC survey. When we added the central mechanism trait to each of those key characteristics in their model, we found significant increases in the performance of these models. So this shows us that this central mechanism trait might be applied in clinical settings to actually discriminate between people whose pain is going to get worse at follow-up time points. So as I said, all the items that we collected were included within the KPIC survey. So we had to go on and rewrite those items and standardize them for inclusion within a questionnaire. And we wrote them and included them within a questionnaire called the Central Aspects of Pain in the Knee Skill, also known as the CAP Knee Skill, which David mentioned earlier. We administered the CAP Knee Skill to members of our public patient involvement group who thought that this was an acceptable and a feasible way of assessing central mechanisms within a clinical setting. But what was most important for us to find out was how individuals interpret these questions. Because if they don't interpret it the way we as the developers intend for them to interpret it, then we have a problem. So what we did was to carry out a qualitative study and administer the questionnaire to 22 individuals and carry out cognitive interviews. And what we wanted to do was revise items where we found that individuals were not interpreting them properly. What we did find out was majority of the items were interpreted the way we as the researchers intended for the individuals to interpret it. But we found that for the neuropathic-like pain item, this was not the case. So the question was initially phrased as, cold or heat touching my knee was painful. But when we looked at the themes that came out of this discussions of these items, there was a theme of thermal allodynia. And this is in keeping with the definition of neuropathic-like pain. So one of the quotes from one of the participants was, well, if I put something too cold on it, it really seizes the knee. Then another theme emerged. So this was a theme of weather-induced pain. So the participant said, the cold weather does affect my knee, and this is not in keeping with the definition of a neuropathic-like pain symptom. Another theme came out of it, which was thermotherapy. So this participant said, I put something cold in it, like, because I've tried it. Someone said, try hot and cold, it helps. Cold does not help. So two of the three themes that came out of discussions for these items were not in keeping with what we wanted individuals to interpret this question as. So what we did was to go ahead and rewrite that question to include an example of actual tactile stimuli on the knee so that the participants could interpret the question better. And we went and we retested that item within a subset of participants who all talked about thermal allodynia in the end. So that supports our hypothesis that each of these questions work well in terms of individuals who have knee pain. So I know it's been a whistle-stop tour, but I've talked to you about how we selected 8 items from the KPIC survey, which have been included within this new questionnaire that we're developing. I've also talked to you about 3 of the 4 studies that we've used to validate those items. So I've told you about how we selected 8 items which all measure unifying traits, all of which are associated with a QST marker of central mechanisms. We've also discussed how the central mechanisms traits predict future pain and how the prognostic characteristics of this questionnaire is better than other clinical characteristics measured within the KPIC cohort. I've also hopefully convinced you that individuals interpret the questions in their written form the way we intended for them to interpret these questions. So we are currently utilizing the BRC cohort, the data set from the BRC cohort, to carry out the final psychometric testing of the questionnaire so we can find out whether it's actually reliable and actually valid in its new format. Hopefully that will be completed soon. In terms of our future and ongoing work, we're hoping that this questionnaire can be utilized in randomized control trials or in further validation studies. So if you administer the questionnaire to a heterogeneous population of individuals with knee pain, you should be able to find associations